Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Good morning, my friends, or good afternoon, good evening, good whatever time of the day you're listening. I hope it's all good. We continue today with our series on a credible case for God. When we began in the very first installment, I mentioned that there were only three possibilities that account for our universe. I said any theory, scientific or philosophical, would have to fall under one of these broad categories. Theory A, it came about by accident, apart from a creator. Theory B, it always existed, apart from a creator. Theory C, it has a creator or creators. Up to now, we've been critiquing Theory A, and we've shown that the idea of life being an accident has many, many flaws, not the least of which we do not live as if we are here by accident. We live our lives as though we have a purpose behind them, and there can never be a purpose behind accidental creatures. Anyway, now we move on. You will recall that I've quoted a rhetorical skeptic in these dialogues, all based on real comments I've heard from many, many over the years, mostly on college campuses, other places as well. Our rhetorical skeptic continues now to advance the conversation. Okay, Bob, I agree that life would have no real meaning if we are accidental. But what about Theory B? Supposing the universe is eternally existent, with a meaning inherent in itself. After all, people refer to God as eternally existent. If God's meaning can be eternal, why can't the same be true for our universe? Okay, putting aside the fact that the Big Bang Theory, accepted now by so many, claims that the universe did come into existence at a certain time, let's examine this idea of an eternal universe. Would a timeless existence apart from God explain the conscience? Not at all. We're back to the conscience again. Rules do not float around a godless universe like alphabet soup. Ethics are not interwoven with inanimate objects or chemicals. There can be no such thing as a mindless moral principle because morality is bound up with personality. It is a running commentary on how personalities interact. Now, speaking of human personality, it contradicts the idea of an eternal, godless, impersonal universe. I have referred to this on previous programs. Personality had to come from somewhere. Something had to always exist. You can't get something out of nothing. It doesn't take much stretch of the imagination to conclude such an obvious truth. Now then, if something had to always exist, this something had to be a thinking, feeling, sentient personality. If not, we would be at a loss to explain where personality came from. Well, Bob, personality could have just evolved. My friend, evolution is only an unproven theory. Even if the theory is credible to you, consider the fact that there are many theistic evolutionists, scientists, who believe that for things to be constantly evolving from a lower order to a higher order, some type of supreme being must be ushering life according to a strategy. Charles Darwin himself believed in God and did not write On the Origin of Species to disprove God's existence. But if you are talking about an evolution that moves according to randomness and chance, we have a serious problem. Whatever the theories as to how many billions of years it took, you are still claiming that ultimately the personal came from the impersonal. This makes no sense according to any logic I ever heard of. Also, an impersonal universe would have no meaning, leaving human life once again as an accident. You're thinking, well, maybe we're all part of some eternal consciousness that is merely part of the universe. One would ask how finite people received an eternal nature and entered an eternal universe. All human beings have origin as well as death. Two obvious mortal qualities. If we want to suggest that the first human beings did not have parents, we are either affirming that they were created or suggesting that they themselves were without a beginning. Either way, we have brought some kind of God back into the picture. At the moment, we are trying to imagine life without that possibility because we're on theory B, without God. All right, Bob, maybe not eternal people, but perhaps an eternal underlying force of some sort. Maybe this unseen power holds the universe together and supplies meaning. Yeah, my friend, I love the Star Wars movies too, but let's get back to our discussion of reality, although I know that's actually in a lot of religions, this idea of the universe having its own force, etc., etc. So sure, let's talk about that. I would at once ask if this power, this so-called power behind the universe, has feeling and intellect. If not, where did feeling and intellect come from? We are suggesting chaos and accident again. A power that arranges things must do so according to a plan. Without the plan, there is no point to the arrangement. There is no arrangement, because the very word arrangement suggests that somebody is arranging things. With the plan, we are back to a personal power, a creator of some quality. Let's face it, my friends, it really makes no sense to leave God out when discussing the meaning to life. But Bob, many seem to live sensible lives without even thinking about God. That is true, my friend, that is quite true. People frequently take the heavy questions for granted and concentrate instead on surface living, routine living, everyday life. Who can blame them? We all need to get through life. I once asked a college student if he ever thought about the meaning of life on a deeper level than school, work, or socializing. You know what his response was? He said, "What else is there?" Okay, it was an honest response, but I have to tell you, the ability to ignore a question does not invalidate the answer. More tomorrow on A Credible Case for God. You're listening to The Bob Siegel Show, just making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.